Longtime viewers of this channel may remember a peculiar case from earlier this year of a radio signal being observed by the Arecibo telescope, seemingly coming from the nearby star Ross 128. That particular signal is thought to have been interference from a satellite in orbit of Earth, and it likely was, but that particular story is not so clean-cut. More on that in a minute. But today, Ross 128 entered the news cycle again for a completely different reason. ESO researchers at the La Silla Observatory in Chile have found evidence of an Earth-sized planet orbiting the star with a period of 9.9 days. This could yield temperatures on this planet comparable to Earth. Now, this is not the closest potentially habitable exoplanet to Earth. That distinction currently belongs to Proxima Centauri b, but it's still close at just 11 light years. I stress currently because Ross 128 is moving towards us and will become the closest known exoplanet to Earth in just under 80,000 years. If we're still around, it could be a good target for colonization if someone isn't already there. Which is possible so far as we know. While Ross 128 is a red dwarf, which are generally not thought to be good stars for planetary atmospheres, it's a quiet one. The habitability zones of those stars are very close in, and red dwarfs tend to be active. So any planets present tend to get bathed in ultraviolet and X-ray radiation, which ultimately erodes their atmospheres. But this may not be the case with Ross 128. While it does flare, it's on the lesser active side of things for red dwarfs. Not much else is known yet, but given the proximity of this planet, it should be a good candidate in coming years to try to determine if it has an atmosphere, and what that atmosphere is made of. If odd oxygen or methane levels are found, then we would have a good candidate for a planet with active biology going on. While it's not yet clear whether this planet is actually within the habitable zone of the star, or could support liquid water on the surface, we'll no doubt find out more as this planet's circumstances make it one of the most intriguing currently known exoplanets to have surfaced, easily on level with Proxima b or the TRAPPIST-1 exoplanets. But then we get to the radio signal. This was an odd one. The signal was extremely weak. In fact, Arecibo is probably the only currently functional radio telescope that could pick it up. Others tried, but apparently nothing was seen. This signal wasn't like what SETI usually looks for in radio. They tend to prefer the 1420 MHz hydrogen line, looking for deliberate attempts by aliens at communicating. Instead, this signal was in the C-band, which is right where human-made satellites like to transmit. That naturally makes the signal suspect. After all, if you have a radio telescope pointed up and a bunch of satellites pointed down blasting out the frequencies you're looking at, the likelihood is very high of interference. So I would not put too much stock in this one, but the signal also showed evidence of what were termed dispersion-like features. This would normally indicate that a signal is not local to Earth and is from another star system. Follow-up observations were made, but as far as I know, not a lot was said other than it was most likely interference from satellites. I'm guessing they simply didn't find the signal again, and the SETI rule is the signal must repeat, and satellites do move out of the field of view. Or perhaps they identified the satellite, but I couldn't find much on that, so if anyone has any other updates on this, post them in the comments below. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently wondering about another SETI message we might not want to receive. It might be, why haven't you returned our calls? And alien contact signals never repeat in a predictable fashion. I hope they don't get fed up and fire the death beam, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.